And then he had conditions with his Sadiq father-in-law. What was his name? Lavan. So now you see, the next day he says, after 7 years waiting, then he says, no, it's not what he expected. The sister is there instead of the real Kala. So now here we see Yaakov ibn Alam Shalom. It doesn't say Vayichar, got angry and so on. There's no such a thing. Why? Because he realized that there is something good is going to come out of it. And not only that, you see here that Rachel Imenu Alam Shalom gained a lot out of this. How did she gain? By her father changing her sister instead of her, she gained a lot. How? Because it's a big, big test for her. And she did lots of Mesirat Nefesh. She did a lot of sacrifice. See, we see later on, it says in the Torah, Parshat Vayetze, Vayiskor Elokim et Rachel. What did he remember? What Hashem remembered? So his brother, Hashem remembered what she let go of. Because they had coats with Yaakov and Rachel, so she passed the coat to her sister. So now we see, because of she was so cautious that Chas v'Shalom, her sister would not be embarrassed, because whatever that the father did, Hashem gave us such a great children. Who are they? Binyamin and Yosef HaSadiq. So that means by trick that her father made on her, she was benefited. She benefited from that such a hard timing, and that's how it is. That means when we go through the hard timing, actually it's not that Hashem wants to crush us. You hear? It's only that we're going to be benefited of it. And that's what exactly the whole great day that we're going to celebrate, Yud Aleph V'Cheshvan. Hilov Rachel Imenu, Lemezad Hashem, Osh Baruch Hu, Yevi Yenu, Ya'ula B'Zkuta.
מכל קצווי עולם הם יחזרו לכאן ואז יבואו לך כולם מגדול ועד קטן אדימותייך הם ימחו אני מבטיח לך אין ספק שיהיה שכר לפעולתך בנייך כבר שווים אני מבטיח לך לכם